think you'd do that, but Jacob did that. He made a vow to God, if you'll do this, Lord, and then the Lord will be my God. And even God says, if my people which are called by my name, then I'll never know my way. And they're bartering. They're bartering. And so I right now I don't need to barter, you might say, because I'm giving God, I hope, all I got anyway. But if I was sick tonight and it wasn't just a mole that I needed to remove, see, if you're just got a mole, you're not going to barter too deep. You're not going to make a commitment like you would if you had cancer. But the greater the plague, the greater that commitment would be. If I had cancer and it was life-threatening, I'm telling you, I would tell God right now, I'd say, now, God, if you'll heal me of this cancer, I'm telling you, I will teach everybody. I'll knock door. I'll do whatever you want me to do. You will not find me. I won't go 10 minutes, Lord, without opening my Bible and reading. I want to be a soul winner. I would border with him. And I hope you would too. I've told people many times, the best way to get God's attention is start making vows unto God. Many people say, well, I ain't going to make one because I'm afraid I can't keep it. Well, Lord, don't get married. God wants you to go beyond wellness into wholeness. And James is trying to let them know that the trying of their faith is working something. It's working your patience. So that faith is the substance of things not seen. It is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You don't see what God's doing right now. But if you'll just let your faith be tried, sooner or later, it'll be worth it all. Hallelujah. And he's trying to encourage them in that way, a spiritual way, and not a carnal way. Amen. But in order for God to make anybody whole, you have to bring him all of the pieces. And again, many times people want me to fix them, but they don't tell me everything. They just tell you what they want to tell you. There's a lady in our text that we're talking about that was headed to be what I would call a basket case. And a basket case, there's a lot of basket cases in the Bible. I could have said Moses was a basket case, you know. But there was one man, he had four buddies, and they picked him up in a basket, and they cut the tiling in the roof, and they let a basket case down. He was a paraplegic. And did you know that's really where it came from? The when we say a basket case, a lot of times we joke and say, man, I'm a basket case, or you're a basket case. And we make light of it as a funny thing. But the truth is, if you look at the history of a basket case, it came from World War I, where there were so many people that got hurt in the war that their limbs were severed or amputated or wounded that they had to carry them in a basket or a stretcher. And they said, he can't fight because he's a basket case. And that's where the term comes from. He's not usable. We can't use him in the war. He's just a basket case. So we've picked up that over the years and say, man, I'm a basket case. And what you're saying is, I can't be used for anything. I'm not useful. My mind is messed up. And so you become this basket case. So when we look at this lady that I want to talk about tonight for the next few minutes, she's falling to pieces. She was probably healthy at one time because the Bible says she had an issue of blood for 12 long years. So at one time, she must have been well, but things began to go to pieces. And sometimes it only takes one thing to make other things. See, she had one thing going bad, and it led to money and finances and maybe relationship. And so she's headed to being a basket case because her life is going to pieces and she can't seem to do anything about it. And the lady is losing blood, the Bible says in the text. And she's fighting to stay alive but it only grew worse. She had spent all that she had, the Bible says. And a lot of times we don't turn to Jesus or God's resources till we've used up all we have. When the pills don't work, we get in the prayer line, you know? So she's running out of everything. She's running out of hope. She's running out of finances. She's running out of money. She's running out of strength. She's running out of time. Everything is going down but one thing. And the Bible talks about her faith. When she heard, I haven't seen, but I got a new hope now. I got a new hope. Hallelujah. When I heard about Jesus, faith comes from what? hearing and hearing the word of the Lord. When she heard about Jesus, she said, I got new hope now. I mean, I have any money. I may be losing my time and my life may be going down and in shambles, but I at least got one more hope. If I can, I didn't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. I'm going to press my way into the crowd, because if I may but touch. Now, this is some faith, my friends. We anoint you with oil and we pray over you. She said, if I can just get up there and touch his clothes, just touch his clothes, I will be healed. No, that's not what she said. I'll be made whole. Not healed, be made whole. Watch. This crowd is pressing around Jesus, and she is pressing her way through the crowd, perhaps on her knees crawling to get to Jesus, and she finally gets close enough, the Bible says, to touch the hem of his garment, and the Bible says immediately that the issue of blood was staunched. It was stopped immediately, and the Bible says she knew it. She knew it. There's been many times that when we've prayed, I mean, you knew it. Yeah, you knew when we prayed for somebody, you knew it. You just knew it. It was done. And so I'm here to tell you that the blood may have stopped, but I don't think she was made whole at that time. Just because the blood stopped didn't mean the other problems didn't go away. She probably had more than one issue. We only read about the issue of blood, but I know she's broke too. I don't read about a husband. I don't read about kids. I don't read about any help that she's got. And a lot of times the bleeding can stop and start again. But it goes further and it goes deeper and it goes wider and it goes higher than that. It goes into wholeness, soundness, entirety, wanting nothing. Jesus looked around and said, "Who touched me?" And there is a mob around him. And the disciples said, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Everybody's bumping off of you. And you want to know who touched me?" He said, "But this is different. I felt virtue go out." Now, virtue can be healing, but the word virtue means goodness. I felt goodness go out. A virtuous woman's not a healing woman. She's a good woman. He said, "I felt goodness go out of me." And he looked around. And as he looked around, he saw this little woman trembling. Watch Mark 5 and 33. "But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her." Wow, you would think she would be rejoicing. She would be jumping to Jesus. But there's other issues. See, this is what I'm preaching. That was good, but you're not whole. There's other issues. We ask God to fix us here. Heal us, God. Heal us, heal us. But what about the other things? How about make me whole, Lord? Which means fixing more than just my health. But the woman, fearing, she's got something to say, and it's kind of been, she's never really told anybody all the other issues. Went to the physician, said, "Fix me," but he could only try to fix one thing. But I believe she has lots of issues. "The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell before him and told him all the truth." She brought all the pieces in the basket, if you will, a basket case. She brought all the pieces to God. All the pieces to Jesus. She got up and told him all the truth. And the reason this happened to me is because we don't know. You don't know why she's talking about all the truth. Sometimes you bring things on yourself and you suffer for 12 years before you did it. And now you want God to heal you, but let's tell him the truth. How did it start? No one wants to address that. We just want to say she got healed. Ooh, thank the Lord she got it. What started it? The Bible says she was fearful and she was trembling and told him all the truth. I'm here to preach to somebody. If you want to get whole, you want to get well, that's fine. But if you want to get whole, you got to bring him all the pieces. You got to tell him all the truth. You got to confess all your sins to him. You got to say, God, heal me from top to bottom. Heal my mind, heal my thoughts, heal me every which way. God, I'm sorry for everything I've done wrong. I'm in this predicament because of what I did back then. And I realized that, God, it was my mistake. Now heal me of everything. I want to be whole, and I want you to be whole. I don't want to. I looked at the prayer tonight, and I'm telling you, I looked up there. Every one of them was for healing except for one unspoken request. Every one of them. Nobody says, save my soul. There wasn't one request up there that says, pray for salvation for me. I'm lost. I need God. Not a one. We want God to do what we want him to do. Fix this. But I'm telling you, your prayer needs to be, God, make me whole. Make me well in every way. Heal my soul is the first thing. Heal my soul and you heal my body later. Hallelujah. There's no doubt that she could have gotten up and walked away and felt better about it and said, thank you, Jesus. He healed me of this ailment that I had. But the Bible says that she told him all the truth. Whew. And once she finished telling him all the truth, watch closely. Verse 34. And he said unto her, daughter, that means you were accepted into the beloved. You don't get in be daughter unless you are his. Daughter, thy faith. What did James say? Let faith have her perfect work. Patience have her perfect work. Knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience, and that your patience makes you perfect and whole, entire, wanting nothing. Her faith made her whole. She brought all the pieces to be made whole. If we don't get serious about living for God and bring him all the pieces, you will stay crippled all your life. And you'll have a crutch. I like crutches. One time I sprained my ankle when I was real young. I mean, I was out playing yard ball, you know, no pads. Or that yard ball is the worst kind of ball to play. And I heard my ankle, guy fell on me and went, pow! I mean, oh my God, I was like... And I was the hikes the ball. That's what I was. Center. I was the center. Now, there was only two of us playing. My brother was the quarterback. I was the center, and he was the quarterback. And so I hurt so bad, I got on a truck tailgate, and I was going, oh. He said, can't you at least hike the ball? I said, no, I can't. So they took me to Dr. Campbell. My mom, that thing swole up like that. I'm telling you, that crutch was so beautiful. I'm glad, but I'm going to tell you, I don't want a crutch all my life, brother. And people will live for God crutching it all the way. Crutching it. Well, this happened to me when I was 5 years old. I fell off a watermelon truck. And they'll crutch it all their life. Brother, how you broke your leg or whatever you did, Brother Wayne, but you broke your leg, and you may still have some problem, but you didn't crutch it in here, did you? You may crutch it out of the doctor's hospital, but your desire is to get off the crutches. Why is it that we cannot desire, as children of God, let's get off the crutches. Let's get off the things that just prop us up, and let's stand on our own 2 feet. God, make me whole. I want to be well. I don't want to just limp into heaven like this. I want to rejoice my way into heaven. Amen. And I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. Get rid of all the reasons why you can't live for God. That's the first thing you've got to do. She said, if I can but touch him. She didn't say, well, I don't know. I've been like this 12 years, you know. I don't know if I'll just give it a shot. She said, I'm going to press my way in. That's what got her whole. She was willing to not take any excuses for why she was like she was. She pressed her way in, touched his garment, was made whole, and then told him all the truth. Now, watch. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. You will never have peace until you're whole. You show me somebody that don't have peace, I'll show you someone's not whole. Go in peace and be whole of whatever started it. Be whole of whatever the affliction was that caused it, whatever was plaguing you of this. Be whole of thy plague. My, her faith through her patience had her perfect work and made her entire and complete and wanting nothing. When you have peace, what else could you want? That's what Jacob said, bring me back, give me food and raiment and peace. So tonight I close with just asking you this question. What's plaguing you? We can talk about where you're broken. We can talk about the bleeding. We can talk about, you know, what happened to you when you was a child. We can talk about all those things, but that's all we do. We're talking about them. What's plaguing you? What is afflicting you? What is breaking you down to where you're not whole tonight? And as maybe they come softly play tonight, I just want to encourage somebody that to get serious. Because if you're not careful, you'll wake up 5 years from now and still crutching it. You'll be 10 years from now still crutching it. And you'll still be falling back on something that happened so many years ago. You can't fix that. But what you can do is bring all the pieces to Him. Bring Him all the pieces. You don't have to tell me all the pieces, but I'm here to tell you, quit looking for a Band-Aid to fix it. Get well. Get well. You'll never be whole tonight until you get rid of the plague, the things that afflict you. Amen. This lady, and it's typical of us, she waited till she was running out of everything. I don't know when she heard about Jesus, but I know she running out of blood. She was running out of time. She was running out of strength. She was running out of everything. And so many times when you're running out of something, that's when you go to pieces. Oh my God, oh my God, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And you get scattered and you become the basket case, if you will. But if I could just encourage you tonight, bring all the pieces of your life to God. Would you stand tonight and ask Him to make me whole? Don't bring it to Him one piece at a time. That would minimize what God can do. Bring Him all the pieces of your life. I don't know what maybe you're running out of tonight. Maybe patience, hope, health, finances. I don't know.
Floods my soul.
happen. And now, Lord, I do
know
He touched me
and made me whole.
Let me encourage you. Don't bring God your life one piece at a time. Bring the basket. Bring the whole thing. Lay it down before Him. Cut a hole in the roof if you got to. But bring Him everything and say, God, make me whole. I don't want to be just well. I want to be whole. Sing the chorus one more time.
Well, He touched me. Floods my soul.
You know
something.
I felt it happen.
And now,
Lord, I
know He touched me and made me whole.
Hallelujah. Lord, I come before You tonight. There's not a person here that has not been broken. There's not a person here, God, that cannot relate to this sermon tonight. But Lord, I'm asking You to give them the determination that this lady was running out of everything. But when she found Jesus, she gave Him everything. And You restored everything and made her whole. Only way to be made whole is to give You all the pieces and You'll put it back together. I ask You, Lord, give them the faith. Hallelujah. Faith and fear may not sound like they go together, but Lord, sometimes faith can be fearful. There she was, fearing and trembling because there was more issues than one. Lord, I ask You to give us the faith in spite of the fear to bring You everything. Jesus' name. Ooh, God, I hope I helped somebody tonight. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. See you Sunday. Bring somebody with you if you get a chance. Thank God. Be careful going home.
That floods my soul.
You know something happened. And now, Lord, I know He touched me. And He made me whole. Lord,
oh, He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my